So here's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing certain people from the past that never change. And so I've run across three situations recently that reminded me of the past and how most likely those people from the past, I mean, situation from the past, but not necessarily always the person from the past, but something similar from the past. And it's like, these people never rise up. It's bizarro land, to be honest with you. They never push to the next level. And they stay stagnated in those mindsets. And it's like, how in the world? You know, I always think about 1 Corinthians 7 when you talk about marriage or whatever. And I was trying to figure out, you know, when Apostle Paul speaks, he's speaking at multi-levels. And I think I see another level of why he said it's better to stay single, because whenever you quantum connect to anything down here, you tie down here. It keeps you from growing spiritually. Now, if you're aware and if you do some fasting and all that, fasting and prayer, and you can use whatever situation you're in to go to the next level. But a lot of times people try to hinder you from growth. They get kind of jealous that you're growing, because they can't grow, or don't, they could grow, but they don't want to grow. And so they see you moving to a next level in understanding spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, skill-wise, job-wise, whatever it is, you're growing. You're moving to the next level, and they're stagnated, and they don't know what to think about it. They don't know how to handle it, because they a lot of times they're in fear. You're pushing higher, right? So they're afraid you're going to leave them behind, or whatever it is, whatever they're going through. I was teaching some people. I met some people for lunch, and they paid for my lunch. They said, well, can we meet every week or every other? No, I don't. This is not a job. I'm not getting paid to do this, you know? I'm not getting paid to teach you something. When I gave you the keys, you can do it yourself. Push to the next level. You know, a lot of times you give somebody the keys to knowledge, keys to wisdom, keys to whatever, and they want to not necessarily argue, but not hear what you're saying, come up with their ideas, and you say, look, I've already decoded this place. I use my Bible as my litmus test, and I decoded this place, and this is what it is. Here's my notes. Take it, study it. And if you got any questions, I'll put it down on a piece of paper and hand it to you. But I don't need to sit down every week and talk about this. This is not a job. I live free. I just go with the flow. I can't be hogtied into some kind of system. You know, if you fought your whole life for truth, and the truth will set you free. So you fought your whole life for freedom. You might not have known it was for freedom. And then somebody tries to put you back in slavery and tie you down to some kind of stupid little man-made system that is just ridiculous. Have you noticed every couple years the corporations will come up with a new scheme or new plan, and we're going to do it this way. We're going to make it more efficient. And then 2 years later, okay, so we're going to change the system. We're going to do it this way. They always do a change up. Wow. Why do they do that? Because their system is faulty to begin with. And this new person comes in as a savior. I come up with a better idea. And they come in. And actually what happens is, the higher ups come and visit and they ask your advice and you give them advice, and then they go back to the higher ups, the higher ups, and tell them and take your advice and your ingenuity and claim it for themselves. That's true. All your ideas they use for themselves.
Take credit.
And that's how the sons of Cain are. Cain really has no invention or inspirational views in life. Cain has nothing. So he has to vampire off of Abel. Somebody with the Holy Spirit, inspiration, God gives them breathes into them a gift, and they have to vampire off of you. And that's why they're always spying on you, trying to figure out how you make it and what God is showing you. And then they try to shut it down and steal it, you know, steal your identity and shut you down. That's what they're always trying to do. I know it sounds crazy, but I promise you it's going on. And it's going on at every level. It's going on in the home. It's going on in friends. It's going on in business. It's going on in corporations. It's going on in cities, states. If you go to another city, and you'll see they're all cities are the same now. They're all doing the same thing because they steal information. They're just copies. Go to another city and pay attention, and you'll find out that they're pretty much all the same. It'll blow your mind. The building codes and all that. I don't have a problem with it because it makes life easier. You know what you're doing. If somebody sees you rising up and being serious about rising up spiritually or financially or anything, they're coming after you. They don't want you. They know you're leaving them behind. Because as soon as you wake up to what's really going on, you'll see what they are, that they were snakes the whole time. And then when you rise up and move on, you can't go back. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. So you can't go back because you know too much. You see the truth. And there's a lot of people out there that could do a better job than they do. But for some reason, somebody's brainwashed them to think that they can't. I don't know why you believe that, because if other people can do it, you can do it. You just have to just discipline. It's just a job. Even if it's a manager, you just got manager duties. And you got to just talk to people a certain way, that's all. You know? You can do it. You have to sometimes if it's a manager, you have to disconnect yourself emotionally. You can't be tied in emotionally. You can't be tied in emotionally. So that's what's happening. There's a divergence, a separation of the spiritual versus the unspiritual. The fake, let's say it this way, the spiritual versus the fake spiritual. They know how to say certain words to pull you in, but eventually the glitch is there. It always shows up and you realize, yeah, this is a religious but lost person. Yeah, they just were playing a game. They have no spiritual insight. They haven't grown. I mean, come on. After 30 years, you haven't grown anywhere. And so that's what I'm saying. The more you, I don't care if you tie, what you tie into in down here. If you're not specifically trying to rise up. In other words, intentionally trying to rise up and see what's going on around you internally, externally, you're just going to be stagnated, you know. It's just not going on. You're not going to have any growth. That's all I'm saying.